Geek Radio Daily for not Monday.
Woohoo!
Hot damn right. It's June 29th, 2010. All the geek without the wait. Welcome to Geek Radio Daily, your 15-minute-ish or so podcast bringing you, well, all the damn things you need to know geeky. It's just
pretty
that
much,
simple.
Yeah.
If it's not here, it's prayer. Who knows? Who cares? Hi, so welcome to Tuesdays, a day in which we'll be looking at new DVD releases, peek at your geekified news. All that fun stuff is coming up today. And, of course, bringing it to you, be careful, it's the Flintstress.
If she doesn't like you, she can make you disappear.
That's right.
That's, you try to bring it. I can thwart your mojo, yo. That's what I do because I'm Billy Flynn.
That's how I roll.
So, yeah, deal with it. So, yes, it's Tuesday. All the fun stuff is coming, but what came before that?
Well, starting out today in 1891, the National Forest Service was formed.
1909, the first transcontinental auto race ended in Seattle, Washington, with Ford Car 2 from a Ford factory team placing first and winning $2,000.
Hey, in 1909 money? That was a
yeah,
lot of money.
Damn right.
In 1916, the first Boeing aircraft flew for the first time.
1939, the Dixie Clipper completed the first commercial plane flight to Europe.
In 1946, British authorities arrested more than 2,700 Jews in Palestine in an attempt to stamp out alleged terrorism.
Yeah, 1966, Neil Diamond appeared for the first time on television on American Bandstand.
Wow.
Wrap your brain around that one, kids.
I just have bad news, it seems, but in 1967, Jane Mansfield was killed in a car crash. Some sources say she was decapitated.
1969, Gross. Jimi Hendrix played his last concert at the Denver Pop Festival, held at Mile High Stadium. So
that's
not good news either.
No, not good news.
See? No. Here's some good news for her, I think. I'm guessing. What do you have?
1994? I don't know.
Really? I've got 1974 ballet star, Soviet ballet star Mikhail Baryshnikov defected to the West.
Oh, good for him.
1978, Bob Crane was found murdered in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Yeah, I was starting to get depressed, so
yeah,
I was skipping ahead. 94, the first ever complete fossil of a pygmy mammoth skeleton was found in one of the Channel Islands off the coast of California.
Channel, 1995, the U.S. shuttle Atlantis and the Russian space station Mir linked for the first time, had a cigarette afterwards, forming the largest man-made satellite ever to orbit the Earth.
In 2006, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that President George W. Bush's plan to try Guantanamo Bay detainees in military tribunals violated U.S. and international law.
Yes.
Bad W. Bad.
Yes, it did. So happy birthday is going out to Ilan Michael Smith. He's 41. Sure, he was Wyatt in Weird Science, but he was also in The Wildlife with Chris Penn, I do believe.
Charles J. Precourt is 55. Who's that? He's the deputy manager of the International Space Station Program.
Richard Lewis is 63, stand-up comic, Prince John and Robin Hood, Men in Tights. He's been on Curb Your Enthusiasm. He was on that show with Jamie Lee Curtis he did that I can't remember.
Oh, yeah.
Good show.
Gary Busey is 66.
And still not wearing helmets. Robert Evans is 80, film producer. He made The Godfather, Chinatown. Without him, those movies wouldn't have happened. Think about it.
No. Ray Harryhausen's 90. Film producer, special effects creator, Clash of the Titans, Jason and the Argonauts, all that great
stop
motion
stuff. The good Clash of the Titans, by the way. No longer with us, Lewis Lindley Jr. You know him best as Slim Pickens, born in 1919, the pilot for what are you doing? Are you biting your nails? What is that? I can't quite tell. And Dr. Strangelove, Bernard Herrmann, no longer with us in 1911, film composer for Psycho, Citizen Kane, and Cape Fear. Got anybody else?
Nope.
Well, maybe some of those, or one of those, or none of those movies will be on the tube this fine evening. What you got?
Well, CBS has reruns, NCIS, NCIS Los Angeles, and The Good Wife.
Tonight on ABC, it's Wipeout.
World Cup edition.
The first time they break out the horns, done.
Followed by the big balls will look like soccer balls.
The first time they break out the horns. Downfall is on after that, followed by Primetime Mind Games.
NBC brings us Losing It with Jillian, followed by America's Got Talent, all new.
Tonight on Fox and Hell's Kitchen, it's 2 hours long because tonight you have to make an original gourmet sandwich.
The CW has reruns. One Tree Hill, Life Unexpected, TMZ. Nothing
tonight
good.
On AMC American Movie Classics, Pearl Harbor sucks and you can find out how much.
CMT brings us In the Army Now.
Family Channel on Pretty Little Liars, the girls try to stop A, this strange person that leaves the note saying, I know what you did last summer.
Crazy. FX brings us 21, followed by Rescue Me, a new episode of Rescue Me.
In which Tommy has visions of the afterlife. So, what's he on?
Dun, dun, dun.
No. History Channel, 10 ways to kill Bin Laden. Wouldn't you have to find him first? Just saying.
I guess so. Maybe we could use some help from Spike. They have that Deadliest Warrior show.
Right.
Vlad the Impaler versus Sun Tzu. Maybe one of them could catch Bin Laden.
You know, the Chiller Network wants to wrap up what's been made so far by showing Phantasm 3 and 4. So okay. If you saw 1 and 2 last night, you're ready to go.
TNT brings us new episodes of their shows Hawthorne, followed by Memphis Beat with Jason Lee.
BBC America, Doctor Who, it's Vincent and the Doctor, the finest episode of Doctor Who I have ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
There you go.
Turner Classic Movies brings us How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying.
All
Ponzi Scheme.
Food Network, Cupcake Wars, in which four cupcake bakers face off and only one will leave. If I'm going to watch anything this fine evening, though, by God, it's going to be on the Sci-Fi Channel when people in a small town decide they need the help of a monster hunter to rid them of the evil that's in their world. That's right. Tonight, my boys and girls, Bruce Campbell stars in My Name is Bruce.
You've got mail.
There's nothing finer on television this evening. There's nothing. Let's see. I've had my iPhone 4 since last Wednesday. Haven't had any yellow issues. Haven't had any reception issues. I don't grab as much of my phone as possible when I'm using it. If you hold it in normal fashion, you won't have any bars dropped. As far as AT&T network being unreliable, I've been a customer for 8 years, never had a single issue. However, I also had a Verizon phone for a while during that time and paid to terminate my contract early as I dropped calls often with Verizon as I think it was a small dead zone where towers didn't overlap. That's from Ryan. Ryan, congratulations for being one of the few people who never left a major city and had AT&T. Congratulations to you, sir. As a guy that sold phones for a long, long time, I can tell you, their network overall, as long as you, like Sprint, if you stay in major cities, it works just fine.
We're happy that you're happy.
We're happy you're happy, even though, yeah. So, if you'd like to drop us a note, please do. It's podcast Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flinsters, all at geekradiodaily.com. And sure, you can do that. Tuesdays, we'll be doing DVDs, the correct ones, I assume. And some geekified news coming up this Tuesday, June 29th edition of Geek Radio Daily.
In a world where vampires sparkle.
I sparkle!
In a time when Fox execs throw our favorite shows to the lions.
You can't take the sky from me!
The signs of the geek apocalypse are everywhere.
Trekkies in brown coats living together?
But there is a place for your geek salvation. The Jesus Geeks Podcast. A place where you can explore entertainment, culture, and the geek lifestyle from a Christian point of view. Visit www.thejesusgeeks.com now. The salvation of your geek may depend on it.
Oh, and we might just be able to help you with your soul, too.
Hey, this is Ben Browder at DragonCon, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily. Rock on!
Well, we're rocking because it's not Monday.
Absolutely.
Absolutely not Monday. Welcome and welcome back. It's Geek Radio Daily for Tuesday, June 29th, 2010. And let's see what happens when we talk about DVDs.
Hi, I'm Corey Nimick. Since you've already got Parker Lewis Can't Lose on DVD, here's what's coming out this week.
Ah, Corey Nimick's going to be at Dragon Con.
He is. Good stuff. Should I have you start? Why not?
Yes. 2 weeks ago, I looked at the wrong list of DVDs, and these are the right ones.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Starting with Percy Jackson and the Olympians, an hour and a half of my life I'd like to have back.
Not as good as the book, you're saying?
No.
What are you going to do? Hot Tub Time Machine is out today, though, so you can see John Cusack, Rob Corddry. Oh, damn it. See, now you've made me forget his name, and now I can only think
Darryl
of Daryl.
Daryl from The Office, Craig Robertson.
Craig Robertson, thank you. And the guy from Sex Drive. Who's pretty funny.
Yeah. The Crazies comes out. This was sort of like zombies. Don't trust
this
your neighbors.
This is the remake of George Romero's The Crazies, which isn't a zombie movie, but okay, it's Resident Evil 4. Because they're not zombies. They're just crazy and they will kill you. You can't stop them.
Also, for all those Halo fans out there, Red versus Blue.
The complete series. So all together for the first time. Eureka Season 3.5, the last half of Season 3.
Warehouse 13 Season 1.
What? Well, I have it written down as Warehouse 12. What the hell's wrong with me?
The prequel.
The 13 Ghosts of Scooby-Doo. This was a take on Scooby-Doo that I really, really enjoyed that featured Vincent Price in a recurring role on the show as well.
Were there pirate ghosts?
They unwittingly released 13 ghosts and had to track them back down since they're the ones that released them. It's
awesome.
Not that good a show. It doesn't hold up well, but it marked the first time I believe that Shaggy wore a red shirt. So that's exciting. But if we're watching anything today, it's going to be the story of 320-somethings on a road trip who accidentally wander into Fate, Texas, only to find the town populated by bloodthirsty, dim-witted vampires.
Uh-oh.
A brutal run-in with two carnivorous convenience store clerks leads the three to take refuge in the town's only surviving humans and prepare for battle with an army of the undead. Tonight, no one you've ever heard of stars in Blood on the Highway, which for some reason is not a driver's ed film.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
What?
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. So, not only is DC's animated movies not dead, but they've got a new one coming out. And it's sort of a sequel to Superman Batman Public Enemies because it's the second storyline from that comic. It's Superman Batman Apocalypse, the second storyline of now Marvel TV producers Jeff Loeb's run on the Superman Batman comic. And the only reason I'm mentioning this is because Supergirl will be voiced by Summer Glau.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm having a bit of problem reconciling this in my head because she's a fine actress and in a Supergirl costume would be nice to see. But maybe it'll be like Carrie Russell as Wonder Woman and she'll surprise me and I'd like to be pleasantly surprised. Either way, DC Animation is not dead and Summer Glau is Supergirl. Keep thinking that because I know what you're thinking. You'll be in your bunk.
We'll stick around at least for a few more stories.
Please.
I've got one about the Large Hadron Collider. You know, geeks out there, Sheldon. Everybody loves the LHC. Well, they've moved a step closer to their aim of unlocking the mysteries of the universe. The High Energy Particle Accelerator has produced a record-breaking particle collision rate, about double the previous rate. It's now generating 10,000 particle collisions per second, according to physicist Andrei Golubtsov. And it's we all know that it's in CERN near Geneva. You know, it'd be really cool if we could go, maybe on Valentine's Day, but...
Sure.
Yeah. Super cool. I mean, possibly also... destroying the universe, but they're getting faster. Go Large Hadron Collider.
Yes, go faster. Get more power. Hunt down Sarah Connor. Dr. J. Kennedy is set to revolutionize the history of the origins of Western thought because, published in the leading U.S. journal, Aperion, Dr. Kennedy's findings reveals that Plato used a regular pattern of symbols inherited from the ancient followers of... Oh, damn it. I cannot say his name. The Pythagorean. Thank you. To give his books a musical structure. A century earlier, Pythagoras had declared that the planets and stars made inaudible music, a harmony of the spheres, and Plato imitated the hidden music in his books. Quote, Plato's books have been a major role in founding Western culture, but they are mysterious and end in riddles, said Dr. Kennedy. In antiquity, many of his followers said the books contain hidden layers and meanings of secret codes, but this was rejected by modern scholars. He's found them. This is not rewriting anything that Plato did. This is finding the actual hidden clues using 12 notes as a musical scale within all of Plato's writings, and we can't wait to find out what it really was. I guess it's actually going to tell us that, yes, the hokey pokey really is what it's all about.
I was thinking it blows the Da Vinci Code out of the water. It's the Illuminati, right?
Right.
The pre-Illuminati.
I mean, you know, the Plato Code?
The Candelami.
Someone else write this before Dan Brown does. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, God.
Do it before Dan Brown does. Well, where would the Catholic Church weigh in on the Plato Code, I wonder?
I don't know, but the Catholic Church does have a lot to say about, like, what's good and what's evil. Right?
Well, more ways than one, but I'm going to let that one go.
Let it go. And you know, you think of villains or superheroes.
I've been known to.
They do good or evil acts and get stronger, get more emboldened, get more confidence. Well, that's actually a scientific fact. Research from Harvard University suggests that moral actions may increase people's capacity for willpower and physical endurance. So if you're doing good deeds or you're even perceiving that you're doing good deeds or the opposite, doing evil deeds or perceiving, you can actually gain physical strength because you believe in what you are doing. So they've actually, you know, done a study on this. So, you know, at the end of Dr. Horrible, where he really just embraces evil and sort of goes for it, he's actually getting stronger.
Okay, so...
And the vice versa for the doing good. I recommend good.
So like when I wear my Green Lantern ring, I really am a superhero.
You really are physically stronger. Now don't go trying to, you know, jump off a building, but...
What does being strong have to do with jumping off a building?
But, you know, but you are actually stronger.
Okay. I didn't think I could fly. I didn't take bad LSD. The brown acid, man. Stay off the brown acid. Several years ago, mystery author Howard Engel woke up to find out he couldn't read his morning paper. Turns out he had a stroke, and for some strange reason when he did, he no longer had the ability to read. NPR has a story about this and how I've never heard of this before now. I have no idea. It's in his latest book, The Mind's Eye, where they talk about this. He couldn't see the words with his eyes. His visual cortex was broken, but he could see when he used the motor part of his brain, first by tracing letters on the page, then by writing those same letters in the air, and then when he shifted to copying the letters with his tongue on the roof of his mouth. Tongue copying was the fastest thing for him. Over the years, Engel has learned to read with his tongue, flicking the shape of the letters on his front teeth. He's reached the point where he can almost keep up with subtitles in a foreign film. He says he can get about half the words before they flash off. Since his stroke in 2002, he's written two more novels because he's learned to read with his tongue. Now, there's several jokes I could make here, but I'm not going to.
About talented tongues?
I'm just saying, go look up Sam Kinison. He tells them a whole lot better than me. And guys, seriously, go look up the works of Sam Kinison. They're going to help you in your life. Geek Radio Daily, thanks for dropping by. Do appreciate it. Tell everyone thanks for dropping by. It's cool.
Thanks for dropping by.
See,
stay
right
classy,
there.
San Diego.
Thank you. We just got like 80 more listeners for that. GRD is licensed with the Creative Commons Attributions Non-Commercial Non-Derivative Works United States 3.0 license. Drop by the Facebook page, won't you please, and like it. All kinds of fun stuff comes your way there. And drop a note to podcast Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flinstress, all at geekradiodaily.com.
66, 165, 160, higher! 60 jump! Clear the area! Nobody panic!
I'm not panicking. I'm exhibiting my new invention! Room temperature fire!
Huh?
Look! The marshmallows aren't even toasting! They remain at comfortable 68 degrees!
Egad, man, what's the point?
Don't worry, you have nothing to fear from Tung Tung. He's only tasting you. But likewise, don't resist, for he can crush you quite easily. The tongue is a very powerful muscle, and Tung Tung is all tongue. I am Dr. Mung Mung. Now release the nice Mothman Tung Tung. Here is an individually wrapped slice of processed cheese.